Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And not that it's necessary, but another reminder last night that professional hockey can be a violent sport. Today, the NHL suspended a Vancouver defenseman for a hard hit against Boston Bruin Nathan Horton. The hit prompted boos from the Garden faithful and scorn from TV sports announcers.
This one's a whole lot of nasty. Aaron Rome comes up and just delivers a crushing open ice hit.
Nathan Horton is in some serious trouble right now.
Serious trouble right now. Last night, the Bruins beat the Vancouver Canucks 8-1 in Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Championships, but the victory was sullied by that late hit. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch is back from a press conference with the Bruins. Hi, Kurt.
Hi, Anthony.
First of all, what do we know about Nathan Horton's condition? He looked like he was feeling some pain last night.
Yeah, took him off on a, you know, tied down to a backboard, stretchered off the ice. He was taken to Mass General Hospital last night, spent the night there, was released this morning. The diagnosis, a severe concussion. He's been at home since, texting with some of his teammates. He even texted Milan Lucic to wish him a happy birthday, which is a really nice sign. But the fact is he's got a recovery ahead of him, and he's out of the Stanley Cup Finals.
And also out of the Stanley Cup Finals is Aaron Rome, who did the hit. The NHL suspended him for 4 games, essentially kicking him out of the championship, the rest of the championship series. How have the Vancouver Canucks responded to the NHL's ruling?
Well, they've been quiet so far. It's interesting to see fans reacting to it because some of them sort of bring up this hit that the Bruins defenseman Zdeno Chara did earlier this year where he wasn't suspended.
This was against Pacioretty of Montreal. Right.
Sent him to the hospital. Different situation, obviously, but they say, you know, if he didn't get suspended, why here? But you know what? I also saw some Vancouver fans say, you know, I'm a Canucks fan and I support the decision. So it was a bad hit. It was a nasty hit.
Right. And did you you were at the game last night? And I want to ask you this: it seemed like that hit sort of galvanized the Bruins. They went on to really slaughter the Canucks 8-1. Did you have a sense at the time that hit on Horton was going to be so pivotal?
I thought it would be. It's funny because right away they actually didn't react to it. I mean, they frittered away a 5-minute power play during that first period after Rome had been penalized. But during that, the break between the first and second periods, you know, they quietly discussed it in the locker room. And Mark Recchi, he said he's the Bruins winger, and he said, you know, it did motivate the team.
There wasn't a lot of talk. It was more of, let's make sure we do this for Horty. Horty's been a great teammate all year, and, you know, let's get this win for him tonight.
Well, that's Mark Recchi of the Boston Bruins talking about Horty, of course, being the defenseman Horton, who went down in a hard hit last night. Glad to hear that he sounds like he's recovering. Thanks very much, WBUR's Kurt Nickisch. Thanks for coming in.
Sure thing.
We appreciate it.